će opsaknut Volebek na evakuaciju pripadnika kosovske verifikacijone misije. Šef KVM-a William Voki rekao je za naš radio da će evakuacija početi u naredna 24 sata. Beograd napuštaju američke, britanske, nemačke i... Francuski ministar inostranih poslova Iber Bedrin izjavio je da NATO počinje konsultacije koje bi mogli voditi kao odluci da se bombarduju jugoslovenske vojne pozicije kao odmazda za neuspeh razgovora upravo sile NATO protiv Jugoslavije napustiva. Predsednik Srbije Milan Milutinović ponovio je da se u Parizu dogodila velika prevara i da kontakt grupa nije htela ništa da promeni u tekstu sporazuma iz Rambuja. Nevažećim imenovanje Mladena Ivanića za mandatara vlade Republike Srpske. Premijer Republike Srpske u ostavci Milorad Dodik tvrdi da je dobio garancije da će biti preinačena odluka o Brčkom u korist Republike Srpske. 18 sati.
B92
Miloš Crnjanski, roman o Londonu. Major me je pitao kako treba pisati moje ime engleski i zašto ga nisam u Londonu promenio. Nijedan Englez neće hteti da krha jezik sa izgovorom rjepnin. Zašto ga ne bih skratio da se može izgovarati jasno? Naprimjer, Pin je Mr. Michael, Alija Mrs. Angie, a Stevan Mr. Steve.
B92
Radio B92.
In this afternoon's news, the Kosovo verification mission pulls out, and Western powers ordered diplomats home. CE Chairman Knut Vollebach today ordered the urgent evacuation of the 1,400-strong Kosovo verification mission. Vollebach told media that he was ordering withdrawal after consultations with contact group members and the OSCE Troika because the security told Radio B92 that personnel would be evacuated within the next 24 hours, adding that he hoped the mission would return soon. Walker also emphasized that at this stage there was no plan for NATO's rapid response force in Macedonia to be involved. Mission Gabriel Keller told Eta today that he was extremely sorry that the mission was pulling out of Kosovo, but that he had nothing to add to what Vollebach had said. Local witnesses in Kosovo say that equipment from the mission's headquarters has already been loaded onto trucks, which lay spoken by telephone to Yugoslav Foreign Minister Jivadin Jovanovic, who had assured him that the verifiers would be permitted to leave without hindrance. The OSCE chairman added that he chose to believe the promises he had been given, saying that a major fear for the OSCE was that... Jovanovic told Mida this afternoon that there was no reason for the Kosovo verification mission to withdraw. He described the decision as one-sided and contrary to the aims of the October agreement. The foreign minister added that with its latest decision, the OSCE... Major Western powers have followed the lead of the US in withdrawing their embassy staff from Belgrade. Britain, Germany, Canada, Austria and Belgium today announced that they would close the consular departments of their Belgrade Eta, reported today that France had no plans to withdraw staff. Representatives of the Russian embassy in Belgrade told media that everything was quiet in the embassy and nothing out of the ordinary was happening. Members of the Kosovo in Brussels, where they had been briefed on the alliance's plans for the peace operation in Kosovo. The delegation included five members of the UÇK. Five members of the delegation, including Chief Negotiator Hashim Thaçi, are expected to travel to Washington tomorrow with... U.S. Envoy Chris Hill today dismissed claims by Serbian President Milan Milutinovic that the agreement signed by Kosovo Albanians was a fraud and had not been presented to or discussed by the Serb delegation. Hill told Radio by the Albania delegation last night was the same as that presented to both sides in Rambouillet on February the 28th. He added that there were no surprises for the Serb delegation in Paris, that they completely understood the agreement, knew what they had to do with it, and refused to do it. To increase after the postponement of negotiations. He also said that the patience of the international community was running out, adding that the issue of security was one which must be solved very quickly. Yugoslav President of Deputy NATO Secretary General Klaus-Peter Kleiber said today. Kleiber said that NATO was in a very complex situation but was ready to intervene if necessary because it could not allow a military and humanitarian tragedy to occur in the middle of Europe. That any use of NATO force against Yugoslavia was inadmissible. A ministry representative told media that any move to resolve the problems of Kosovo by force would only result in a severe escalation of the conflict. that Bosnia's Serb entity would remain neutral during any confrontation between NATO and Yugoslavia, which might erupt as a result of the failure of negotiations on Kosovo. Dodik said that it was important for Republika Srpska to preserve stability and its security forces would not participate. We'll be back with more news in English on Radio B92 at 6:05 tomorrow afternoon.
Radio B92.
Za nas, ono što je, In Medias Press, aktuelni politički magazin.
Slušajte Index Puls na radiju B92. U današnjoj emisiji bavimo se predlogom Koordinacionog odbora za praćenje maloletničke delikvencije, alkoholizma i narkomanije, da se kako misle sociolog Ljiljana Lučić, član gradske vlade u Senci Ivana Simović-Hiber, profesor psihologije Žarko Trebješanin i klinički psiholog Milan Kostić. Slede stalne rubrike Ta divna stvorenja i pasovi iz područja. 2. Indeks. Plus.
Treba stvarati u ponoć. Da li noćni izlasci utiču na porast maloletničke delikvencije, alkoholizma i narkomanije? Da li bi ovo društvo bilo uspešnije i prosperitetnije kad bi mladi bili ispavaniji i odmorniji? Stranke, čiji su učesnici bili sociolog Ljiljana Lučić, član gradske vlade u Senci Ivana Simović-Hiber, profesor psihologije Žarko Trebješanin i klinički psiholog Milan Kostić. Evo što je u uvodnoj reči iznela.
Ja mislim da je koordinacijni odbor Skupštine grada za alkoholizam, maloletničku delikvenciju i narkomaniju ovim svojim predlogom da se ograniči rast ugostiteljskih objekata do ponoći možda za njih i ne opraspravu. Javnost je, i što je za mene isto tako interesantno, odmah u prvi plan stavila normalno ne samo ograničenje rada kafića, već čini mi se da s pravom to se će tema u stvari polož mladih u društvu. Tu su suštini po meni jeste ozbiljna i prava tema koja je proizašla iz ove, iz ovog jednog predloga restriktivnog po karakteru, kako gospodin Stanović malo pre reče, ali nacionalnog odbora. Koordinacioni odbori se inače po meni osnivaju onda kada se ne zna ili ne želi da se nešto ozbiljno uradi, pa i ovaj koordinacioni odbor osnovan je da bi društvo, ovog puta buduće se radi u jednom odboru na nivou gradske vlasti, umirila svoju savest. Dakle, ovakvi oblici, rekla bih po znacima navoda, društvene brige o mladima, stvarno liče na ostatke iz nekih prošlih vremena, a po toj nekoj inerciji, možda zbog toga što se nema ideja šta stvarno tu i ozbiljno obradim, na personalni sastav tih odbora, na stručnost tih ljudi i moguće i njihove ozbiljne namere, ali je jasno da je domet delovanja takvih odbora vrlo ograničen, odnosno sršnji koordinacijni odbor, dakle ovaj aktualni gradske vlasti, nije pažnju javnosti na sebe skrenuo nekim projektom ili možda najavom nekog projekta za ovu godinu, kojim bi se, na primjer, različitim programima rešavali problemi mladih ili, ono što bi bilo još bolje, preventivno delovalo u smislu sprečavanja određenih pojava kao što su, kako naziv ovog odbora, alkoholizam.
U kakvom se položaju danas nalaze mladi u ovoj zemlji?
Činjenica je da mladi imaju probleme. Oni su rezultat i ekonomskog, evo i mi, evo već 10 godina živimo. Ti problemi, pojednostavljeno rečeno, svode se na činjenicu da se njima svakim danom sužavaju perspektive za jedno ozbiljno obrazovanje, a